For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Contact tracers are trying to determine if anyone caught COVID-19 during a boisterous St. Louis County Council meeting where many maskless people spoke out against the county's new mask requirement. The effort comes after someone at the meeting tested positive for COVID-19. The Delta variant of the coronavirus has prompted new mask mandates in St. Louis City and County, and one that began Monday in Kansas City. The St. Louis County mandate was the subject of a turbulent four-hour meeting last Tuesday. Democratic County Executive Sam Page says many of those who spoke and attended ignore the mandate that requires masks in indoor public places. A campaign to put Missouri's new gas tax increase to a public vote has been tabled. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported yesterday that a conservative advocacy group dropped plans to get the issue on the ballot. Americans for Prosperity Missouri had hoped voters would overturn the tax increase, but the group's executive director says the campaign just didn't come together. The law will gradually raise the state's 17-cent a gallon gas tax to 29.5 cents over 5 years. Buyers can get a refund if they keep their receipts. Supporters of legalizing recreational marijuana in Missouri are gearing up campaigns to get the issue on the ballot next year. Earlier this month, Fair Access Missouri submitted multiple versions of possible ballot language with the Secretary of State. They were rejected because of formatting issues, and they're expected to be refiled. Spokesperson Eric McSwain says the final language will be ironed out by September, and then they'll start collecting signatures.
It'll bring adult use to Missouri without license caps. And practically speaking, what this means is that the average individual Missourian will be able to explore entrepreneurship.
New Approach Missouri, the political group behind the successful 2018 ballot initiative to legalize medical marijuana, plans to file language for full legalization as soon as this week. St. Louis has begun moving roughly 120 detainees back to its old jail, known as the Workhouse, amid repeated security breaches at the newer downtown Justice Center. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the medium security institution was reopened less than 2 months after St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones declared victory on a campaign promise to, quote, close the Workhouse. Critics had warned that the City Justice Center couldn't yet handle the full load because it was understaffed and could become overcrowded. Inmates on the third floor jimmied locks and escaped their cells and caused a disturbance with other inmates Friday evening. The incident marked at least the sixth disturbance at the downtown jail in 8 months. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.